You're listening to the Salon Owners Collective podcast, where each week we share stories and expertise from business owners like you, plus experts, influencers, and Larissa's actionable steps that will transform your business and your life. And now your host, Larissa McLemon.
Hey, and welcome to the Salon Owners Collective podcast. Now, it occurred to me that it is us that gets in our own way. Moving into my third year of business now, with new team members joining us, we're growing at such a rapid rate with the Salon Owners Collective Freedom and Profit Coaching, with Salon Bot Messenger Marketing done for you. I'm doing things that I used to once hyperventilate about, you know, in the early days. I'm living the dream that I actually once had, the vision I could see. And sometimes I actually have to pinch myself that I once dreamt it and now I'm actually living it. And now my new dream, once again, I have to create a new dream and a new vision for the future. So after speaking up about fear at the recent Secret Salon Society Summit, too many S's, Christy. So I spoke about that there. And of course, my recent episode on fear. And of course, it's a daily chat with our salon owners that we coach. So I felt it fitting to discuss what holds us back so many times from moving forward in our business. So I want you to join me today when I talk to all three of my Salon Owners Collective coaches. Eloise joins us for the first time as we talk over getting out of our own way to actually grow our business. So if you're wanting a little taste of our salon success coaches and what they're all about and who they are, then this is the perfect podcast for you. We dive into what fears might stand in your way, how to dial in and turn the excuses off, as well as showing up for your team mentally, physically, and bringing them the energy that they need from you. Now, we even touch on Christmas and how it can be a very overcommitted time and that this period is very straining and stressful. I certainly remember many a crazy Christmas period in the salon. So I know this episode has come at a perfect time for you. Let's jump into it. Let's hop into the episode.
Hi, guys. Welcome to our last lunch for the year. Really pleased to have you here. And because it's lunchtime in most parts of the world, give or take, we encourage you to find a nook, escape the salon for a little minute, sit in the car or a park like Louise if you need to. Join us.
I'm at home.
Oh, you're at home.
I'm in my backyard.
God, it's beautiful. So, well, Louise, what are you having for lunch today?
I'm having a chicken sandwich. just a chicken sandwich.
All right. Well, I'm glad one of us is eating. I haven't got my lunch yet. I'm just doing the water. Yeah. And Eloise and Sam, you're still 10:30 in the morning, so we'll forgive you for not having lunch just yet. It's a good segue to introduce you actually to Eloise. She's our new beauty coach, Freedom and Profit coach here at the Salon Owners Collective. Welcome, Eloise. Really pleased to have you.
Thank you. Joy to be here.
Yeah, I'm pleased that everyone's going to get to see you and get to know you. So we thought, you know, we're coming up into the crazy Christmas period. I know some of you guys are bracing yourselves for being a little bit mental and the insanity to sink in. So we wanted to make sure, though, that you didn't lose sight of yourself, but also of next year, because, you know, the minute that sanity is over, the engine picks up again and we're into the new year. So we wanted to make sure that we help you getting out of your own way, because it's one of the things that we notice as coaches that gets in the way of doing what it is that you need to do to make your business succeed. It usually the buck stops with us, right? Am I right, guys?
Yeah.
So we thought this is a really important topic for us to discuss and talk about, because things like fear set in. Can I start with this topic, guys? Like the conversation that we have with ourselves, I think the first thing we need to do is tune into it and discover what actually we're saying to ourselves and get real with the fears that we have and the excuses that we are coming up with. Let's start with that. What do you guys think about that? Like, what's the number one thing, do you think, that gets in the way in terms of our self-talk when we're trying to grow our business?
I'm too busy.
Yeah. Do you know what? I have that one too myself. I know that that one is, if I'm going to be guilty of anything, that is a big one. I'm too busy. Yeah.
I was just about to say, it goes back a little bit to, the presentations we were doing yesterday. I totally felt the fear with that and almost said, I'm not going to do it. So, and I know as a salon owner, it's very much the same, putting yourself out there, you know, are people going to think I'm harassing them or judging them, you know, following up on clients, that sort of thing. It's that real fear, putting yourself out there.
Yeah. Okay. And for salon owners, that's like social media or advertising really brings up that fear of being judged. Mm. Would you say it's not so much even the clients judging us, but our own personal friends and family community of putting ourselves out there, do you reckon?
I think we just do it to ourselves, don't we, completely?
Yeah, for
There's,
sure.
I can't remember the name of this woman, but I went to an event which was basically all on fear and stuff like that a couple of years ago. And this woman who was presenting spoke about the 10 seconds between the fear starting. You've basically got 10 seconds to act.
Yeah.
And
we
to focus on. Yeah, we did, didn't we?
Our presentation at our Secret Salon.
Yes,
yes.
And that's what triggered my memory. Can you elaborate a little bit on that, Riz?
It's actually 5 seconds.
Yeah.
You've got five seconds.
Yeah.
I'll give you a good example of that, actually, that you can relate to it easy, because this is something that's present in my life often.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not so much fear even. Maybe it is fear. Anyway, I'll tell you the situation. So in the morning, I often put my alarm on at 5:30 to get up and do work on my business, because in my day time, I'm busy working in my business. I'm operational. So if I want to work on my business, I have to do it at 5:30 in the morning. But there's a challenge at 5:30 in the morning. It's cold and I'm tired. So I have this trigger that if I'm going to be successful in getting up at 5:30, I have to get up within 5 seconds of that alarm going off. And the key is before you think.
Yeah.
You don't allow yourself any time to think. You just do. You take action. So it's the same for fear. So in that situation, the fear is probably fear of being cold, fear of being tired, whatever the fear is, right? It's nice and warm in my bed. But the same thing for going live. When I was learning to go live, say in our Salon Owners Collective Hub, back in the early days, I was really fearful of doing that. And so I would just get myself into a state where I wouldn't think about it and go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 and just go. The key is you fall off the wagon when you think. You allow yourself that self-talk.
It is.
In the air.
Yeah, it does. I guess it's not fear, but it's something that stops you from taking action on the things that you need to take action on. It's no different from, you know, I constantly have conversations with my coaching clients about this. They never have time to do social media. Well, actually you do.
Yeah.
You do have time, you know, and I say quite often, there's 40 hours of work roughly per week. There's 8 hours a night sleep. That leaves 72 hours after you sleep and work to do things. 72 hours in 1 week is a lot of hours, you know. 1 hour out of that per week can be used to do your social media. But it's a matter of that tent. When you sit down to do it, actually in that 5 seconds, actually start doing it. Don't pick up the phone. Don't scroll through Facebook. Don't do all those other little things that, you know, those bright, shiny things that distract you.
It's hard not to pick up Facebook when your task is social media.
I have Kill Feed. I don't know if anyone's got Kill Feed. It's a Chrome extension. I love it. It's called Kill Feed. On my laptop, I don't have anyone's news feeds. My own news feeds. I don't have anyone's information. It's only
Louise,
the
can
ones.
You put that in the comments afterwards? Yep. I've just put it here. We'll add the link. I want to just take a moment and say, hey, thanks for joining us if you're here live. Can you say hi or even go, I'm here live? But if you're here on the replay, because I know often if your lunch break might not be the same time as ours. So if you're here on the replay, come and say hi. Let us know that you're here. And maybe tell us the one thing that you procrastinate with, that you need to use the 5 second rule with. What is it? Is it social media? Do you get distracted on your feet? Kill feed? Or maybe you don't get out of bed when you should.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Exercise.
Okay.
That's a big one. Me. Oh, that's me. That's my. Yep.
Any excuse.
All right. So what about ditching habits? That's one that, like, when we're in a habit of not doing the exercise or talking to ourselves negatively, I'm not good enough. How can we overcome bad habits? Who's got a good
habit buddy?
Habit killing.
A buddy. Someone you can team up with, buddy up with, coach, mentor, friends, anyone like that that's got the same goals as you. Don't they say that you need to surround yourself by people?
Yeah, five people. They say that the five people.
Yeah,
that
I have mine here.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
You need one more, Riz. One more.
Accountability is a big one for me.
Yeah,
you know, just keeping myself accountable. We have us guys. We have a daily huddle every day and throughout the day, and we keep each other accountable. It's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
And even though we're all over, I mean, you know, you girls are in Queensland, Riz, you're in New Zealand, and the other girls are in New Zealand. We all manage to get together, whether, you know, it might not be in person, but it's always, you know, we're always there, always connected.
And making a
always plan. Showing up for each other, which is good.
Absolutely. But if you make an intention, make a plan. So it's always it's one thing to have an idea, but you have to put that idea straight into action. So if you want to ditch a bad habit, if you're doing something not as well as you could be doing it, make the plan to do it a different way straight away.
Yeah.
Act on it straight away.
Yeah. And then tell somebody or tell the world or post it on Facebook with your intention, because once you've done that, you're more likely to follow it through, right?
Yeah, and also make it easy for yourself. If you set intentions that are absolutely ridiculous, you know, like New Year's resolutions, I'm not going to drink ever again, or, you know.
For 24 hours.
Yeah.
Have you done that one before, Lou? Attempted that one.
No, I haven't done that one.
All right, you know, for sure. I know one of the things in terms of getting out in our own way is doing the hard thing, the things that are hard for us, for example, showing up for our team, like having the hard conversations because we're fearful of the response that we're going to get, or showing up, even if you don't show up physically, but showing up with the energy that you need to lead people and not let the fear get the better of you, or mentally showing up and being present, or even physically showing up, you know, because sometimes if it feels super hard, actually you can find excuses that you need to do other stuff, or my kids need me, or my dog needs me or something, and, you know, we don't show up like we could. Is this something that you guys notice with the salon owners that we're working with at the moment? Like, is this something common?
It is. Yeah. Mm. I'm just looking at your cat.
Yeah, I'm watching Reese's cat. I'm a bit distracted. Shiny objects.
Hi, Candace.
It is, yeah. I think the consistency of showing up is really important, you know. Sometimes you're so busy that you're not showing up when you should be, or you're not consistent. You know, you do show up and then and then you go without showing up. So I think if anything, whatever it is, just make sure that it's consistently done. You know, if it's a staff meeting, do that staff meeting every week. If it's showing up every morning, you know, whether it be like we do on Slack or whether it be in person, do everything that you do consistently.
Yeah.
That's a real hard one because, and tell me if you can resonate with this, it's really hard to do the same thing over and over again because we're often really creative people.
Yeah.
And sometimes we can get bored with the monotony or routine because let's face it, routine is boring.
Yeah.
And so what can happen is that we ditch the routine and we go after the next exciting, shiny, what we call here, shiny object. Mm-hmm. And looking for the thing that's going to explode our business or take our problems away or make more new clients come in. And we're constantly chasing the next thing, which keeps our adrenaline up.
The quick fix.
Yeah.
The quick fix. And what happens is that we ditch the things that are working if we would just stick with it and be consistent with it.
Yeah.
Have you guys experienced this or done it yourself? Do you have an example?
Yeah.
I remember introducing the morning huddles into my salon and into my team, and I felt ridiculous when I first started it. You know, come on, everyone, let's get round the board. Let's have a look, see what's going on in our day, you know, and bringing the energy in, like Eloise said, you know, and it felt really awkward, but it soon became habit and an expectation. Because you do it, don't they say it's 21 days to create a habit, something like that?
It's more than that now. It used to be 21 days. It's about 6 weeks now.
God, blimey. But, you know, once that became a habit in my business and the team began to expect it, that's when the results really start to transform. So the consistency is massive. But that's probably the biggest example that I can think of. Yeah. Is when I introduced them and how I felt when I did it, how it would have been too easy to back off and just go, oh, no, they don't like it, or it's not having any results. But, yeah, sticking with it really, really does make a difference.
Yeah.
Did you have an example, Eloise?
It's similar to Sam. So we would have our daily huddles, Friday staff meetings, and then sticking to the two-hour training morning. So Wednesday morning, yes, no clients for 2 hours. So I think it would be hard to stick to initially because you're saying no to clients, no to bookings, and things like that. But just knowing that you're forming good habits for the greater good, making those decisions for the greater good. So, yeah, absolutely. I think everything feels a little bit awkward and strange at first, and that's why they're called growing pains. Because you've got to push through it and, for the greater good, and see where it gets you in the end.
And actually for the long term, it's investing in today for tomorrow, because it's too easy to stay in the must fix today, must fix tomorrow, or I've got no clients on Monday, must do something now. Whereas if we don't invest the time a little bit further down the track, like training, and commit to that today, then tomorrow is always going to be on that adrenaline mouthwheel and we're looking for the shiny objects.
Yeah.
A position where you're not having to be reactive. So your decisions aren't a reaction to something so much. You've always planned and you have foresight and whatnot in your business. So you don't have to do these quick sort of duck and weaves, which we don't have to do anyway in business. We always have to think on our feet. But with those wonderful systems and habits in place, then you've sort of got a little bit of a buffer around you somewhat.
Yeah.
Hustle creates overwhelm. Hustle creates exhaustion. You know, there's... I've got an image here, and I've shared it with you, Riss, once. It's called the enough syndrome, and you know you've got someone who hasn't got enough, and then they hustle so hard, and then they, you know, they've got an empty cup, and then they're filling their cup, and then they don't do anything because their cup's full, so they slacken off. And then they just let it go, and before they know it, their cup's empty again, and then they hustle again, and then it, you know, dwindles down, then they hustle again, and there's no consistency in that. It's exhausting.
Yeah.
It's really, really exhausting. So consistency is the key to it.
And it's exhausting for the people around you to be sort of
family dry, and,
washing machine, or that sort of thing with you. Yeah. People crave consistency. They crave. Yeah. And when you're a little unpredictable and a little bit dramatic, like we tend to be in our industry, it sort of sends a little bit of a, oh, you're a bit crazy kind of message. That's the wrong message. You're flamboyant, and I might be making excuses for myself here.
it's like,
a creative person, but they crave consistency. And a lot of times our employees aren't the same personality as us. They're not entrepreneurs, that they're a different sort of killer fish, and we have to sort of bend and move in a way that they're going to pick up and they're going to enjoy.
I think that's really important, actually, because to recognize how different they are from us, and that actually our bouncing around from shiny objects and random thoughts actually can really stress them out and make them feel unsettled. That they actually often want to be settled and consistent and know what's coming up next, as do our clients, in fact. I think a good insight into how our behaviour can affect other people, and when we recognise that and face up to that we can actually start getting out of our own way and actually make our business grow, not overnight, but slowly, consistently, for a long-term good result. All right, we are coming up to Crazy Christmas. And one of the things that we wanted to really talk about in this, our last lunch episode for the year, was what crazy stuff we can do around overbooking and overcommitting ourselves at Christmas time. But before we do that, we've got quite a few people with us live, and I want you guys to say hi. What is it about that showing up and being consistent resonated with you? If that resonated with you, give us a little crazy emoji. crazy head emoji.
There's the brain one, right?
yeah, the brain exploding. I think that's a good emoji. So if you resonate with that. Or I think we're going to turn this into a podcast as we do periodically. So if you're listening on the podcast, come back. We'll put the link to this live in the show notes of the podcast. Come back and give us a crazy head emoji and just let us know that you're with us and listening. All right, let's turn our attention to crazy overbooked Christmas. What happens when we give in to this feeling that we don't want to turn people away and we overcommit and overbook? We've got some good stories around this, right? What's the first thing that happens? What's the result of that? Thanks, Candace, for your crazy face.
Your standards drop. So you might not be able to maintain that consistent, client experience here, that consistent client experience that really must be exactly the same every single visit that the client has in the salon, whether they're new or whether it's their 20th visit, it must be that same experience every single time. And in my experience, and hands up, I've done it. You know, yeah, great, an extra full head of foils, so let's pack that one in. Great, no problem. You know, we can handle that. And, you know, what happens is the runoff from that is one of your most regular clients. You might be taking her for granted just that little bit and go, oh, she won't mind. She loves it here. She'll wait that extra 10 minutes. And, you know, no, it's just not the way to go. Or you might forget to actually rebook her. And then if you don't have a retention program in place, you lose her. So, so many little knock-on on effects. I think Louise is looking at jumping in there, say something.
Oh, can you see it?
Yeah.
68% of clients leave salons. Like, this is just an average, an industry average. 68% leave salons due to inconsistency in service. Now, it's not inconsistency in it's not because they're being overcharged. Price has got nothing to do with it. It's service.
Yeah. And the stylist can actually just be an average stylist or therapist. If they've built that relationship and they have that wonderful consistency in service, the client will be loyal to your business.
Yep.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Consistency.
Yeah.
Having that appointment book overbooked is the quickest way to upset your team.
Yeah.
And they feel unappreciated. They feel used up. Yeah, it's the quickest way. It's the quickest way to turn a little, I start to roll and little holes in the staff room.
Or they get sick in December. I think I had a, I can't remember the exact figure now, but I had my salon capped at how many clients I wanted consistently in my business that week. And once
I think you said 80, didn't you?
Something like that.
We had this checklist today. We were talking about it.
I think eventually when I had more staff, it went up to like 101. So that was based on my average bill and what my goal for my turnover was. But once we hit that number, we were fully booked, pushed them into the next week. Sorry, we're fully booked this week. Can I pop you on the cancellation list or the waiting list? And then we can, you know, let's schedule you for the following week in case something doesn't come up.
Yep. We always run an extra column.
Yeah.
Just with the waiting list. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry. I think Eloise made a good comment yesterday about how much it affects our average client bill. Like actually, and this was also present in my own business. The average client bill would go down, client numbers would go up, sales would go up in total, but the actual client bill would go down if we weren't conscious and intentional about how we were treating each person. You made some good comments about that yesterday, Eloise, and how that was a passion for you.
Absolutely. I mean, there's no point in working harder instead of working smarter. Is it just because it's Christmas time? If your salon is all guns blazing all the time and you're fully booked all the time, December is really no different to January, to July, to October. There should be no difference, really. Obviously, you're going to have more people. I think you can expect 30% more people through your door in December, so you're going to have 30% more inquiries and so on and so on. But things, what we were talking about before, if you had good habits in place, good procedures in place, you would have had things in line sort of in June or July, I think. When Sam, we talked about, you have staff coming in October, so you have extra staff ready to go and columns sort of half booked, really knowing that that girl is going to be filled up in December, start the new year fully booked with her clients, hopefully that she's made in November, December and retained on to carry her through the new year. It's the best time to take on a new staff member and have them fully income producing by January. And then you also have those other things too in your salon that we talked about last week, you know, Christmas packs and gift vouchers. I am so passionate about gift voucher sales and how much revenue they can bring to your salon, especially I'm not too familiar, obviously, in a hair environment, but in a salon and spa environment, you know, 40% of your revenue can come from gift voucher sales throughout the year. So you have all those lovely dollars coming in as well, but also help carrying those girls that might not be fully income producing until that end of year period and then on into the new year.
I think what strikes me, I think it's all amazing advice, really solid. And what strikes me out of that is that if we're, like you say, good habits and putting things into place and time, is that we actually need to be planning way back in July for this. We know that Christmas comes every year, like every 365 days it's there. There's no excuse for not planning in advance. And so in terms of getting out of our own way for business, we, and this comes back to something I'm really passionate about, if you want to create freedom or profit or any of those things inside of your business, you need to come out of the weeds. You need to come out of that space of your business when you're in a high adrenaline, you're looking for the next quick fix, and you feel stressed. And if you're in that because you're doing too much, you're doing the clients, you're doing the team, you're doing all of the marketing, you're doing all of those things in your business, you don't have the time to step back out of your business, look at it as a long-term planning objective, and be planned in advance. That's when you can actually live in a place of peace and calm and run a business how you should as a CEO of a business, and not be and be a leader of your business and not be the peer or a worker person inside of your business. Anyway, I think that's a good segue to my... What's that?
Right, I just wanted to say something.
Yeah, please have a say something, and then I think we'll wrap up because lunchtime is nearly over.
It's nearly lunchtime. Yeah.
It's nearly lunchtime for you.
I just wanted to add that I think what makes a lot of salon owners really stressed at Christmas is because they rely on the turnover that they create in December to get them through January, February, March, you know, right up to Easter. So I think that whole mindset needs to change. And after this Christmas, you know, really sit down and look at your whole 12 months, look at each month individually, look at last year, you know, how you can increase on last year to this year, and really strategically sit down and work out the whole year, not just rely on what is coming in, because at the moment it has been quiet. A lot of people are experiencing a little bit of a downturn in their figures, and they're stressed because they've only got 4 weeks of income to get them through January, February, March.
Can I say something? So November typically for us could be a funny month and you could feel a dip, and it's not time to panic just quite yet, but it's definitely time to plan. If you're experiencing a low November, then quickly, you know, see if you can pull something together to really generate some income in December. But like what Lou said, every January we would sit and pull our entire business apart, see what worked, what didn't work. So the whole year we retained data on absolutely everything we tried, how much it cost us, how much we made, pull it all apart, sit down, have a look at it right across your dining room table, your lounge room floor, what are we going to do again? And you have a roadmap for the next year. So if you've only got scraps this year, that's okay. You've got enough. You've got a mud map there. You might not have a detailed, you know, Google map, use your mud mat and then create something fantastic for next year for yourself. So that
you're
in that driver's seat.
I want to invite you that if you want some support around that and you want some help creating a strategic plan, plan out your next year. Don't leave it until next year. Get started now, at least seeding that. Reach out to one of our awesome coaches, because this is exactly how we help people to create not just freedom, which is freedom of your mind and of your time and profit, not just to be greedy bank rolling people, but just to support your family and actually have a business that can be there tomorrow and next year. Don't wait till next year. Get started now. Reach out to one of our coaches. I'm going to put the link both in the podcast and this live stream. I want to finish with a little post I put yesterday, and as a team we decided this was a good sort of mantra to wrap up today's session, and that is that the structure that you put into your business or your life or your job is what will set you free. Routine and planning will always win over relying on discipline. Like, it's not discipline that gets me up at 5:30 in the morning. It's the routine and knowing the pattern that I'm going to follow. And mostly we're creatives in the hair and beauty industry, and we want freedom, we want flexibility, we want to be able to just do things when we want to do it, but we resist routine and structure. But it's exactly that that unlocks the freedom that we so deeply desire, and of course that's what gives us the no stress and ditches the overwhelm. So is that do we agree with that, guys?
Yeah, definitely.
Great.
Beautiful. All right. Thank you so much for joining us. And this is our last live lunch for this year. But we are always here on the podcast. So we will talk soon.
Yeah. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye. Have a good week.
And that's a wrap. I just love getting together with those crazy coaches. There's something special about our Salon Success coaches. We always have fun. And it's always valuable hearing the gold that comes out of the mouths of those babes. If you want to get in touch and chat about finding more freedom from your business to invest in the growth of your business and create more profit for your salon and for your family, book a complimentary strategy call with us. Head to the show notes of this episode or anywhere on our socials or website and book a call. We'd love to help you out as much as we can in the time that we have together. And you can tell us all about your business, your goals, dreams, and desires, and we'll tell you more about the Freedom and Profit Coaching Program and let you know if it's a good fit for you. I really look forward to catching up with you next week on the podcast.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Salon Owners Collective Podcast. Tune in each week as we reveal the latest insight and advice on what it takes to make your salon a success today. Subscribe to the Salon Owners Collective Podcast on iTunes or visit us online at salonownerscollective.com for answers to your common questions, to follow Larissa and much more. Thanks for listening. See you next time.